Today you will know that the Lord will come, and he will save us, and in the morning you will see his glory. And again, it is with great joy that we celebrate the glory of our Lord this night. Now, finally, our Lord has come down to us to be a light for us in the darkness, and to free us from the power of sin and Satan and evil. This has been a hard year, a very strange year. And we've come through a great deal, even during Advent, and reflecting on these many things, and thinking about just how great it was that our Lord has come to us. The world at the time was in great darkness, and Christ came to be its light, the fulfillment of all the many prophecies that we've been reading about this season. And indeed, in our own lives, there can be a lot of darkness, a lot of fear, a lot of problems within us. But Christ comes to be with us in that pain. He comes to be with us in the messiness of the world. The second person of the Trinity, the only begotten Son of God, despite being a king, being the greatest, he decided to come down to us in the form of a little baby, to be made man, to come to us in our humanity. And that is significant, that he loved us so much to lower himself to our level, even lower in some cases, being in a poor family, born in a stable, placed in a manger. And even at his baptism, being baptized in some of the dirtiest, nastiest water in the lowest place of the earth, to show how much he loved us and wished to raise us up to where he was. Because of him, because of this great feast, we have great dignity. Because he loves us and wishes to share humanity with us in order to show us how to become greater, how to serve him better. This Advent, we reflected on some great biblical figures, the prophet Isaiah being the first, the greatest of the Old Testament prophets, who explained to us so vividly how our Lord would come. And today he speaks great words of joy for Jerusalem, for Zion, for us as the new Jerusalem, that is the church, that no more we would be forsaken or desolate, but we would be delight and espoused, that we may rejoice and build the kingdom of God. For Christ was born of the house of David, just as prophecy had fulfilled. That's why we had this big, long list of names in the gospel. Zerubbabel is my favorite, by the way. Because we see humanity and how Christ came to sanctify us in that, to be out of David's line, David the great king, so that he could show us what true kingship is, true service is. Another great figure of Advent was John the Baptist, the forerunner of the Lord, the cousin, the precursor, and an amazing fiery preacher. St. Paul references him today in the Acts of the Apostles and how he prepared the way for the Lord with his baptism of repentance, showing us what that means in repenting of our sins, reforming our lives so that we could follow him. And finally, once the fullness of time had come, Christ came himself and came as a little child to Mary and Joseph. Mary, the pure and holy one who was made for this moment, and Joseph, the just and holy man who served as Christ's protector and continues to protect us now. We see the great virtues of Joseph here, and not willing to put Mary to shame. For if a woman was discovered to have a child before coming together with her husband, that would mean death. There must have been great fear in her heart when she accepted to bear our Lord. And yet, Mary and Joseph did not have that fear to such a crushing extent, because they had faith. They trusted in the will of God and the great wonders that he was planning. And so Mary and Joseph, who were already married, but not yet living together, society tends to get that backwards today, he decided to bring her into her home, trusting that the angel of the Lord was speaking the truth and serving as the protector of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, and his mother, Mary. I think that is one great reason why Pope Francis has declared this the year of St. Joseph, beginning on the Immaculate Conception, so that we can learn a great deal from him about what it means to be just and holy, and how we can protect the ones that we love, especially by being a spiritual leader. We have much to be thankful for, even in the midst of a crazy year. And we can be thankful most of all that God has loved us so much to come down to us himself, that Christ can be our King from the crib, from the manger. There is a great Eucharistic basis for all of this. Bethlehem, where he was born, is the house of bread. He was laid in a manger where animals feed. Indeed, the reason we call it Christmas is because it is the Mass of Christ. The Eucharist has always been in the center of this great celebration. And so it is very fitting that we come with such a glorious Mass today in order to herald our Lord's coming as a child into our hearts, and ultimately his coming at the end of time, which more and more we look forward to with great joy, with less and less fear, because we pray that he will remember his great mercy and come down to save us, just as he did at his first coming. May he do so again at his second coming, to free us from the evils of this world, so that we may forever rejoice with him in his glorious kingdom of heaven.